I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. I dare say that as we march through life, most of us develop deeper, richer, and more nuanced insights about what this journey means. Isn't it true that under the best of circumstances, aging brings wisdom, some of which requires that significant portions of our lives are in the rearview mirror? The poet Mary Oliver wrote, "Instructions for living a life. Pay attention. Be astonished. Tell about it." This week, lifelong Rhode Islander Jack Partridge tells us about it.
2015. For me, a year laminated with a precious metal and encrusted with a valuable jewel. Recently, I celebrated a 75th birthday, as did my wife and best friend, Regina, a birthday designated as Diamond. And Regina and I celebrated our 50th wedding anniversary, the golden one. And the Rhode Island Bar Association reminded me that I carry 50 years of lawyering in my briefcase. I led a reunion with buddies with whom 50 years ago I served a tour of military service in Vietnam. Should these milestones be more than opportunities for parties and celebrations? Reflections, anyone? Surely, gold and diamond distinctions must portend something other than retirement, winters in a warmer place, aches and pains, the loss of good friends, estate planning. Oh, I hope so. Regina and I are not prepared for less than a full schedule. So, in this year of milestones, this is my take on what I have come to believe. That if you believe that man is at the mercy of fate, then life is tragedy, and the end of the story is inevitable and predictable. I prefer to believe that evildoers among us will die miserable and miserably, that the good will be rewarded, at least in a biblical sense, and most of us, with mixed fortunes, will survive the confusion. That the evil we do or permit lives after us, compounded many times through countless generations, while the good we achieve is often transitory and thus must always be pursued. That the family reaching into its generations is the most universal and satisfying and productive unit of society and must be nourished and protected. That we Americans are, as a people, very generous to others less fortunate, unless we think someone is getting a free ride or an unfair advantage. That we are citizens of an exceptional country, but we must strive to avoid vaingloriousness. That we retain youthful ideals long into life. From this last perspective, what did my generation of Rhode Islanders achieve in pursuit of civic reform? The end of go along to get along. I want my piece of the pie, politics and government, that have stunted economic growth and marred our state's national reputation. Whatever our legacy, and there are pluses and minuses for sure, I believe that adherence to the principle of open government is the most effective fumigant for all the creepy, crawly creatures that lurk ever-present in any system of government. Perhaps in the end, I believe Rhode Islanders are especially called to embrace the virtue emblazoned on our state's great seal, a sustaining gift that should be, must be, passed on to future generations. Hope.
Jack Partridge, a Providence College and Harvard Law School graduate, has lived in Rhode Island for nearly all of his 75 years. He's an attorney with the Providence law firm Partridge, Snow, and Hahn. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.